Welcome to our special edition of Health and Wealth, in-depth program on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. We are speaking with Nikki Deardorff, the branch manager with RE/MAX Precision, about the process of buying and selling a home. Well, Nikki, first of all, thank you so much for joining our program.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You are absolutely welcome. So as we dive in here, we'll just start off with what kind of inspired you to enter the realtor business?
Real estate was not on my radar. I used to be a former teacher in a different life and ended up having kids really close together in age and just needed something that flexible, that suited my needs so that I could be mom number one. And when I went into real estate, I quickly learned that there's still an opportunity to educate just adults about buying and selling houses. There's also an opportunity to help new people coming into the real estate world about how real estate works. So really the best of both worlds. I still get to teach, I still get to help people, and I still get to be mom first.
There you go. Yeah. Covering all bases there. So yeah, let's just dive into that. What is the first thing a person should do when they are purchasing a home?
So they kind of need to know what buying power they have. And that means how much money do they have in cash? And that means how much can they get approved for a loan for? Once somebody comes to me, the first thing I ask is, you know, are you working with another realtor and are you pre-approved? And if they are not, then I can help them find a lender, give them several suggestions and find what type of a loan would best suit their needs. And then we go from there.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for that. How about how important is it to have a realtor in the process of buying a home?
It is so important to have professional representation when you're buying and selling property. I always say I would never cut my own hair. I leave that to the professionals. I would never advise that somebody or sell property without representation.
And then what are things that people should have before purchasing a home?
People come to me needing to buy a home for various reasons. So that question is really specific to each individual transaction. Some people are needing to move for school purposes. Sometimes it's for a business relocation. There's always death, divorce, there's birth. So they need to know what their top priorities are. Number one, why are we moving? And number two, what are the must-haves? And then number three, what are our wants? Because if we can fulfill our needs and go for the wants, fantastic. But first and foremost, we have to figure out why we're moving and what do we absolutely need that we cannot live without when we make a purchase.
We will be back with more of our program on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.